Former Chilliwack Kent MLA Kelly Patton called out current Chilliwack Cultus Lake MLA Aaliyah Warbis and the Conservatives for walking out on a vote condemning the views of the Association for Reformed Political Action, ARPA. During the first day of the new legislative session on Monday, October 6, the House divided on Motion 38 but was agreed upon 48-3 following division. The motion asks that this House condemns the intolerant views of the Association for Reformed Political Action, ARPA, including its harmful discrimination against transgender people, its belief that homosexuality is immoral, and its explicit policy goal of restricting abortion access in British Columbia. ARPA bills themselves as a grassroots Christian political advocacy organization. In a social media post on Tuesday, October 7, Patton specifically called out Warbis, who serves as official opposition leader, as Warbis has claimed to be inclusive. When it came time to stand up for inclusion, equality and basic human rights, not a single member of the BC Conservative Party showed up. Not one, Patton stated. Even more troubling, Chilliwack Cultus MLA Aaliyah Warbis, who claims to be inclusive when asked, was in the chamber just moments before the vote, and chose to leave rather than take a stand. Patton said the communities, particularly women and those who identify as 2SLGBTQIA+, deserve more courageous leaders. We deserve representatives with the courage to stand up for what they believe rather than avoid standing for anything, she said. We will remember who showed up, and who didn't. Warbis serves as official opposition House leader. The Observer has reached out to Warbis for further comment. BC. Conservative leader John Rusted said he asked conservatives to put personal interests aside and not participate in divisive politics. Yesterday was a prime example of the difference between us conservatives and the NDP, Rusted told reporters in a press conference on Monday. We moved forward on a piece of legislation this morning that was designed to help and benefit and recognize and support our firefighters. That is what we were focused on. Immediately after that, you have the NDP put forth a dog whistle motion designed specifically for division and chaos, no legislative authority to it whatsoever. Rusted stressed that conservatives are in Victoria to help British Columbians. The NDP are clearly here just to drive a wedge in politics, he added. I'm not interested in that. We've seen that for the last 9 years. I'm sorry, that is not what we need in British Columbia today. Warbis's fellow Conservative MLA, Heather Moss of Chilliwack North, concurred with Rusted, decrying the NDP motion as hateful, prejudicial statements. What have we come to as a province or nation, if we will not support freedom of speech or freedom of religion, and defend the rights of our citizens to uphold their Christian values anymore? Moss told The Observer, these freedoms are at the heart of who we are as Canadians, and I will always stand up in their defense.